Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 18th to the 24th, 2009. Three Palestinian teenagers died this week in Gaza, while Washington says no economic sanctions will be imposed on Israel for a settlement building freeze. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Jen Smith.
Scores suffered on Friday effects of tear gas inhalation during the weekly non-violent protest against the wall in Belayn Village, Central West Bank. The villagers were joined by international and Israeli supporters. As is the case each week, the march left the village after the midday prayers and headed toward the wall built on the villagers' lands. Upon arrival to the gate of the wall, one of the demonstrators threw a football, soccer ball, at the soldiers. Right away, the Israeli soldiers responded with a tear gas assault. This football activity was in response to the recent Israel TV commercial, Cellcom Mobile Phones, in which Israeli soldiers are playing with a Palestinian football that was accidentally flown over the wall. Organizers were strongly opposed to this commercial as it makes light of the Palestinian situation, shows the Israeli soldiers having fun at the Palestinian expense, and ignores and mocks the real suffering, racial discrimination, and poverty the Palestinians on the other side of the wall face daily. Also in Central West Bank on Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked Palestinian villagers along with their international and Israeli peace supporters during the weekly nonviolent protest against the wall in Nilayn Village. As the villagers marched toward the location of the Israeli wall, Israeli soldiers attacked people by firing tear gas at them. Later, troops used water cannons with chemical to spray the protesters, which caused cases of poisoning and side effects among the protesters. Others suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. Israeli soldiers attacked those injured and tried to kidnap them, but the village managed to stop the soldiers. For IMEMC.org, this is Jane Smith.
This week, Washington said no economic sanctions will be imposed on Israel for a settlement building freeze in the occupied Palestinian territories. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called such building illegal and must be removed. IMEMC's Jessica Husley has the story.
This week, the U.S. State Department spokesperson confirmed that his administration will not impose any economic sanctions on Israel. They must stop the settlement activity on occupied Palestinian land. The spokesperson maintained that the administration rather seeks a peaceful resolution to the issue and that the parties concerned can ensure that through dialogue. In the meantime, Washington warned Tel Aviv of carrying out any settlement construction in areas described such as E1 in the occupied East Jerusalem, arguing this would lead to grave consequences. In the West Bank city of Ramallah, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas asserted during the meeting with Russian Foreign Minister that all settlement activity, including what Israel calls natural growth, is illegal and must be removed. He also reiterated his Palestinian Authority's commitment to the U.S.-backed Roadmap peace plan, as well as previously signed peace agreements with Israel. Negotiations between Israel and Palestinian Authority have been stalled for the past couple of years. On the internal level, the rival Palestinian parties, Hamas and Fatah, have not agreed to a national unity deal, despite year-long Egyptian-mediated talks in Cairo. An Egyptian diplomat was quoted as saying that both parties seem unready for an agreement anytime soon. Other Palestinian factions have called on Fatah and Hamas to stop their bilateral talks and involve representatives of at least 8 other factions, including the PFLP, DFLP, and PPL. Talks are expected to resume by August 25, with no guarantees of success due to wide differences between the two factions. In June of 2007, the Islamist Hamas party took over Gaza amidst factional fighting with Fatah. The two rival parties have been at loggerheads since Hamas won the 2006 parliamentary elections. For IMEMC.org, this is Jessica Holsey.
Three Palestinian teenagers died this week in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israeli military attacked areas of the Strip. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramil Migari reports.
On late Tuesday night, a group of unknown gunmen attacked a wedding party in southern Gaza Strip, causing the injury of at least 40 people. Witnesses told local media that the gunmen hurled hand grenades at the people. Medical sources said that the attack left 40 injured. A number of them are in critical conditions. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. On Wednesday evening, Israeli tanks invaded northern areas of the Gaza Strip. Witnesses said that the tanks opened fire at people's homes as bulldozers destroyed farmlands nearby. No injuries were reported. A Palestinian child who was shot and kidnapped by the Israeli army near the border fencing Gaza on Sunday evening died of his wounds in the Soroka Hospital in the Israeli town of Be'er Saba on Monday night. The Israeli army claimed that the child, 15 years old, was attempting to infiltrate into Israel in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The army added that the soldiers shouted at the child, ordering him to stop and open fire at him after he failed to do so. Two Palestinian teenagers were killed and 8 others were injured as a tunnel collapsed on them in the border area between Egypt and Gaza early on Monday morning. Due to the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip that started in June 2007, which is also enforced by Egypt, the population of the Strip have become dependent on the dangerous tunnel trade for their survival. Up to this moment, more than 140 people have died in the tunnels. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli forces this week conducted at least 25 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, troops kidnapped 21 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children. IMEMC's Catherine Orwell reports.
The Israeli military invasions this week targeted, amongst others, Jericho, Ramallah and Bethlehem. In June, the military said it would stop to invade those cities. However, since then, the army has violated its own pledge on a daily basis. Settler attacks targeting Palestinians were reported on Tuesday in a number of West Bank areas. Settlers attacked Palestinian cars near the West Bank cities of Ramallah and Nablus. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Among those attacked was Palestinian MP Walid Asaf. The attacks started on Monday when the Israeli military evacuated a number of settler outposts in the northern West Bank. On Monday, Israeli settlers destroyed at least 4.5 acres of Palestinian-owned farmland by setting fire to it near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. On Thursday, another settler attack was reported. Eyewitnesses reported that dozens of armed Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian homes in Asira al-Qibliya village, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The settlers fired rounds of live ammunition into the air while attacking the village, while the Israeli army fired gas bombs at the residents who attempted to stop the settler attack. Several residents suffocated from inhaling the gas fired by the army and received the needed medical treatment. The Israeli police demolished a home in the Arab village of Al-Fahm inside Israel. The police arrested 17 youth from the village when they tried to stop the attack. The house, according to local sources, was first demolished last month. The police says the house was built without legal documents. The villagers report that the Israeli municipality rarely gives them permissions to construct houses and that the cost of a permit are higher than building the house itself. For IMEMC.org, this is Catherine Orwell.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us. From Wikibay Bethlehem, this week's report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.